WT and 0TR. 0TR, clear.
You're in here, stay at 4DOS.
Oh, foggy and overcast, maybe. Hi, Gary. Oh, I just heard Rusty on there a while ago, but I couldn't answer. My son-in-law was here, and he just left, and his old Dodge Charger leaked to Earl on the driveway, so I got some MEK and went out and wiped it up. It wasn't very much, but underneath, I try to keep it that way. Out beyond the cardboard, I don't care. But at any rate, Bernice is out working on the chicken pen, and she told me to go get gas for the lawnmower. So I'm going to head down and get some push water here. How's your day?
Hey, Tom, can't complain about anything. I hate about the old Dodge having the oil leaks like that. But that's the nature of the beast on those. Glad you got that taken care of where you keep it nice and pretty up underneath the carport anyway. I'm like you. I don't mind if a driveway gets stained a little bit, but I don't want it up under the carport in case I want to move the car and sit out there or do something out there under the shade of the carport. I had run over to the drugstore and pick up a prescription and some other things. Got all my errands done. And now I'm fixing to go back towards the house and do exactly what you're going to do here after you go get some push water for your lawnmower. I'm going to go crack mine up and run over the yard a little bit.
When it's cool weather and wet weather, this, not Bermuda, the other kind. Anyways, it's the kind we got. It just grows like wildfire. And, I got a brain fart here. I can't think of it. But it's beautiful. My gracious, we got the best looking lawn in the neighborhood. But when it gets about July and 100 degrees, it doesn't like that at all, Gary. But on that oil, years ago when I worked in that machine shop, them guys would use methyl ethyl ketone, MEK, for cleaning up tire molds and stuff to get the grease off of it. And we had several guys walk away kind of staggering at the times. Well, later on, they didn't use that anymore, and they weren't supposed to, but they still did. But I still got a little bit of it left, but the last time I looked for some down at Lowe's, they outlawed it because the druggies got a hold of it and making their meth or something, and so now they don't make it anymore.
That just irritates you. You know, you find something that works real well and has been around for years and years, and then all of a sudden those people get a hold of it, and then you can't get it anymore. That just adds irritation to aggravation.
And guys, my brother used that for his bad sinuses and that. I've taken a few of them over the years, but they never seem to do much good. They start using them for drug use now, and you got to buy them from the pharmacy and sign for them, so I'm told. It is aggravating. It really is. And it's a sign of the times, I guess, Gary. Anyways, we went down to Anderson and got my foot podiatrated today and made it down I-85, so we should get a Bronze Star every time we have to drive that. It's like 47 miles, and it can give you a Purple Heart if you're wounded on the way and survive.
We had to go get a physical yesterday, and our family doctors out there at the intersection of 14 and Woodruff Road. So I had to go up 85 and get on Woodruff Road, which I hate. All the pieces, I hate Woodruff Road. But made it back home safely and all of that. So we're just picking up prescriptions and that sort of thing this afternoon and backing back into the parking spot here at the house now. So hope you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful afternoon, and I hope you get your grass cut, and I'm sure it does look pretty. My mine's getting kind of high. The dog don't like it with it being so high, so I got to cut it and make the little dog happy. The big dogs don't care.
Yeah, I got a text right in the middle of that there at the last from my son-in-law. He said, oh, I'm sorry about that. I said, well, there's no problem. Well, then this stupid text thing didn't copy it right. It said, eye problem. I don't have an eye problem. The texting does. I'm not a fan of that. Yeah, we went about 10 o'clock. We were supposed to be there for 11:30, and we got there at 11. But everybody out there, if you were driving less than 75, you were holding up traffic. And at 80, they'd still pass you. So I just try to stay out of their way and let them go. They drive among us, you know.
It's like I told my sons, you know, years and years ago. I said, don't matter how fast you want to go out there on the interstate, there's somebody going to want to go faster than you. So I just get out there and set my own pace, and if they don't like it, there's other lanes, and they can go around me. And hopefully I'm not going so slow that they run into the back of me, but if they do, I'm still legal, and they're the ones that's suffering the consequences.
My neighbor goes down to Hartwell quite often and pulls a bass boat. He says he just gets in the center lane, such are on about 70 to 80 miles an hour, and that's where he feels the safest at. Well, I don't, because you got these lane weavers that go in and out. And, oh, we saw those today. I mean, they had to be running 90, 95 mile an hour. But I don't know how in God's name you'd ever have enough patrolmen to stop them. And it wouldn't stop them anyways. So I just give up on that. I just stay off of it. But when we come back, we left down there about noon. And when we come back, Gary, when you get off there at Pelham Road for us to turn on to Buncombe to go back up to our place, I noticed that the people that were trying to get back on 85 South were back clear up from the interstate, clear up past the Quick Trip in that lane, or up to the Quick Trip as far as they could go, I guess. Just unbelievable. I thought there'd be less out there because it's Good Friday and a lot of people had the day off, but I shouldn't have thought.
You know, a lot of people have the day off. It is Good Friday, and a lot of folks are traveling, you know, going to visit family for the Easter holiday. And I just hope they all get there safely and all of that sort of stuff. By the time I've arrived here at the house, Joyce come out on the front porch. She's a little over there looking at me sort of funny. I'm going to get out of the truck and go in the house and see what she has cooking. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Good talking to you for a minute this afternoon, and hopefully we'll do it again soon. 73, my friend, N0TRKI4DOS.
Okay, Gary, tell Joy hi. And tell her Tom said it was all right out there, that I'd give you permission to talk on the radio, and sure, who's the boss? I don't know how that works out. See you later, Gary. KI4DOS and 0TR is clear, and I'm headed to the gas station.
KI4DOS, mobile clear.